This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. We look to the center this week, California's Great Central Valley, where hundreds of thousands of waterfowl, seabirds, and even songbirds stop to rest and eat on their way south for the winter. After summer's breeding and chick-rearing season in and near the Arctic, these magnificent birds stream south via the continent's Pacific Flyway, most becoming Californians for at least a short while. Which is why events such as January's Snow Goose Festival are so immensely popular. How many people get to witness this great migration, year after year, up close and personal? What a privilege to be right here, year after year. These feathered migrants need water, and food too, such as leftover rice from the fall harvest. Coming down into the valley from its eastern foothills after a good rain, it's easy to imagine the scene spreading out before you as primeval. So much water sloshing off to every horizon. This must be how it's always been. It all looks changeless, yet appearances deceive. Change has been relentless. Some 95% of the valley's heartland wildlife habitat is gone for good. Historic central wetlands drained and transformed into some of the world's deepest, most fertile farmland. Change may be constant, but even change can change direction. Something to think about while waiting for the birds that still come. Change can give rather than take. Change can get creative. What if we could start reversing the precipitous decline of waterfowl and shorebird populations by rapidly expanding available habitat? Providing space for migrating birds and other wildlife while also acknowledging human need for both land and water, that's a change that requires serious creativity. When you look out into the North Valley's rice fields in winter, that's exactly what you're seeing, and have been seeing, since at least fall 2014, during the worst years of California's most recent multi-year drought. Writer Gustav Axelson calls it Moneyball for Shorebirds. This creative combination of citizen science, real-time crowdsourced data, and cost-effective conservation is officially known as Project Bird Returns, a collaboration among the Nature Conservancy, the Cornell University Lab of Ornithology, and countless amateur birders willing to bird harder to give our feathered friends a wing up. Central is eBird, a smartphone and tablet app that allows birders to instantly upload their bird observation lists to a central database. This abundance of real-time big data about where various species of birds are and when allows conservationists to know exactly what habitat they'll need and for exactly how long. As for acquiring that essential habitat, what if the Nature Conservancy, Ducks Unlimited, or other groups could lease fallow farmland and water directly from farmers for just as long as both are needed during winter migration? And in the process, provide farmers with an off-season project and a little extra income? That's exactly what Project Bird Returns has done, allowing farmers to bid on habitat services for birds only they can provide. Conservationists have already bought critical habitat and conservation easements. Turns out leasing the rest of the land gets the job done at less than 1% of the cost of buying, and the farmers are happy too. Moneyball indeed. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.